All right, guys, welcome to the Construction Management Podcast. So this is not your typical podcast. I'm looking at this more as a public service announcement, because here's the deal. Obviously, Jason and I haven't been putting out podcasts like we used to. That's because we're busy as all get out, which is what I want to talk to you guys about today. The construction industry is freaking booming, right? A year ago, we're all looking at each other like, are we even going to have jobs? What the hell is happening with this COVID nonsense? Shouldn't call it nonsense, whatever. But it was, you know, it was troubling times a year ago. We're like, what do we do? Well, what happened was sales for construction went through the freaking roof, particularly in residential construction, because people realized, hey, I don't necessarily want to live in a city, or I need to customize my home. I need a home that actually suits the new normal. I need a house with, you know, enhanced wireless capabilities, with an office, with a place for my kids to learn, whatever. So as a result, the housing industry just exploded with sales. So now all these builders are running around. They're like, how the hell are we going to build these houses? Well, simple. They're going to, you know, do what construction guys always do. We're just going to grind it out, but we need people, right? So Jason and I have been over the top busy with our own careers. You guys know Construction Management Podcast is something that we do because we have a passion for improving the performance of construction managers. We make no bones about it. We don't make any money off the podcast. It's just something we like to do. You know, if we can help you guys, we want to do it. But now we're at the point where I am getting blown up by builders all over the place asking me, hey, you know anybody in this location? Do you know anybody in this location? Because builders need people to build these houses, right? They're looking for people that are motivated, that are go-getters, self-starters, and that are willing to learn, right? Particularly if you're living in, if you're in Arizona, Northern Florida, or Texas, forget it. You know, builders are looking for you, but really they're looking for you all over the country, all over the world probably, but definitely in the United States, employers are looking for you. And the reason this is a public service announcement, because I'm talking to you guys that are thinking about getting into the industry, already in the industry, or whatever. You're looking to either jump in and start a career in construction management, or you're already in the industry. Maybe you're looking to upgrade your status or upgrade your position, whatever. You need to send in your resumes. I'm going to throw some stats at you here. You know, right now, the average medium income for a seasoned construction manager, somebody with experience, is around $100,000. That's a hell of a lot of money. I don't know what you're making now, but if you're looking to get into construction, you're looking to improve your income, construction management's where it's at. Construction management as a profession is going to double every year until 2026. Basically, what that means is if all other industries are growing at 4%, construction management is at 8%. That's the demand this industry is looking for or has for qualified people to build products, whether it's residential, commercial, or whatever. The average median age of a construction manager is 44 years old. You know, I'm a little older than that, so I don't want to say that's super old, but what that means is there isn't a lot of younger people getting into it as assistant construction managers. That is what the industry needs. You know, jump in early, learn construction management. It's pie in the sky for you guys. Anyway, now is definitely the time to get into construction management. Whether you have no experience, whether you've got lots of experience, whether you've got a degree in construction management, whether you helped your uncle put tile bathrooms in or whatever, if you've got an interest, now is the time to get in. Look, you're not going to, if you have no experience, you're not going to jump into the industry and make $100,000 a year. It's not going to happen. But you can get into the industry as an assistant, learn, bust your ass, get promoted to full construction management or superintendent, and then you'll start to reap the rewards. But you got to put the time in first. So now is the time, guys. Send me your resumes. I don't make any money off of them. All I'm doing is taking them and forwarding your resumes to people that are asking for them. So, and if your resume is garbage, I'll tell you, this resume is garbage. But the benefit is, I'll tell you how to fix it so we can make it better before we pass it off. Because I literally have builders sending me emails all the time. Hey, Damien, love your podcast. I'm in Texas. I'm in Florida. I'm looking for construction managers. You got anybody that you know? The reality is I do. I've actually already placed a ton of people with builders all over the place. Send me your resume. I'll look at it. If I think it's good, I'll forward it. If I think it's, trash, I'll tell you, hey, man, this resume is trash. But I will tell you, do A, B, and C. Fix this thing. Send it. The reason I'm willing to do this is because I want the profession of construction management to go through the roof. I want people to realize the professionalism that goes into the workers, the men and women that are actually out there managing construction projects, because it's a tough job. There's no question about it. But for those of you that are motivated, willing to work, willing to learn, it can be super, super rewarding. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got for today. Just want to let you know, send those resumes to info@buildertactics.com, and I'll start sending them out to builders. info@buildertactics.com. Get them out. Thanks, guys. I'll see ya. Oh, and Jason and I will resume podcasts here. I think we had a couple scheduled to record next week, but we're swamped, as you can imagine. So come and help us out. All right, guys. See ya.